This is American Roots with the life and music of Ray Charles, the genius of soul.
A necessary ingredient for a Ray Charles hit and the stage show was the female backup group known as the Raylettes. In the mid-50s, Ray wanted vocalists that could capture the call-and-response singing style that he'd grown up with in the church. The late Margie Hendrix was the best-known early Raylette. She recorded duets with Ray and also sang solo parts. Producer Jerry Wexler.
Very often, when Ray would be on the road and he would want to come in, he would call me. For example, he would call me, he said, listen, I need a girl trio or a quartet. So when he came in, I said, this is the group, and it was the Cookies. He was delighted with them, and when he left town, he took them with him. They became the Raylettes.
Could you maybe specifically tell me about how you dealt with Swanee River, the old Stephen Foster tune, what you did to it?
I sat down one day, and I said to myself, I'd like to do this song, but I don't want to do "Wind Up on the Swanee River." I didn't want to do that. I said, no, I want to make it, put some rhythm to it, you know? And I found some girls in New York, and which I heard, and I thought they were very, very good. There's three of them, and they were called the Cookies. So I said, listen, girls, I'd like for you girls to come in and do a song with me. So they said, oh, yeah, Mr. Charles, we love to do it. And I went into Atlantic, and they said, okay, let's record it, and that was the end of it.
Do you know way down? Talking about the river, yeah, you know, so far away. Do you know that's where my heart is a-turning, that's where the old folks stay. So far, I'm far from my folks back home.
Roll Roll over, Stephen Foster. This is American Roots in tribute to Ray Charles, heard there with the Raelettes. A later Raelette, Mabel John, had been a solo singer on the Motown and Stax labels before Ray asked her to lead the group in the mid-60s.
I would come to the side of the stage every night for the years that I was with Ray and listen to what he was going to do because he never did the same thing twice. You name it, we did it. We did America the Beautiful. We did Eleanor Rigby. And all of it was good because we did it Ray Charles way.
Ray Charles and his Raelettes, with a taste of Lennon and McCartney. Ray drew material from pop, rock, jazz, and country songwriters, but his own songs are some of the most memorable. I asked him about a song now etched in our souls that caused a frenzy when released in 1959.
Now, well, that ain't nothing, man, but three chords and a groove, you know. That's all it is. I mean, I could play that when I was 11.
Hey, mama, don't you treat me wrong. Come and love you, daddy, all night long, all night long. Hey, hey, all right. See the girl with the diamond ring? She knows how to shake that thing, all right now, now. Hey, 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 hey. Oh, play it, boy.
That song came about because in olden days, we used to do what you call dances. You know, they were not concerts, they were dances where people come in and dance and dance and dance. And you would start at 9 o'clock and you'd go till 1 o'clock. Well, one night, when I came back after intermission, it was about 10 minutes to one or 12 minutes to one. And I had played everything I could think of. So I told the guys in my little band and the girls I had to relax with me, and I said, just follow me. Just whatever I do, and I told the girls, whatever I say, just repeat after me. I know that it's crazy, but whatever it is, let's just have some fun. I went, you know, or whatever it is. And they got, dum, bum, bum, dum, 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 dum.
Ah. What a mood.
Well, you see, it's that rhythm that seemed to have gotten the people, you know. People start dancing, everybody went crazy when we started doing that. So the next night I tried it again, and the same thing happened. So I called Atlantic Records and I said, man, I don't know what's going on out here. I said, but I got a little thing that I play every night, and the people just love it.
Producer Jerry Wexler.
Ray would call me from out of town and say, I'm coming in to cut a few sides, and he would never comment upon them. But when he called me about what did I say, which I didn't know was coming in, he says, I think you're going to kind of like this one. For Ray, that was a very vaunting overstatement. This had to be going to like this one. He knew what he had.
It's all right.
Baby, it's all right.
What I Say. We heard both the hit studio recording and a live version recorded in Atlanta, 1959. Ray's live shows were renowned for their energy and emotion, and he continued to tour around the world right up until his death. Ray revealed to us his formula for putting on a great show.
I don't work with the crowd. The crowd works with me. Now, I mean, I'm very, very serious. Everything I do when I'm on the stage, I'm very in tune with the audience. Why? Because they let me know. As a matter of fact, when I walk out on stage, before I even sing a song, sing one note, I get a standing ovation. You know what I mean? It's kind of weird to have to say that, but it's true. And see, that sets the pace right there. The audience let me know, Ray, we're glad you're here, we're happy for you, and we want to hear you sing. I mean, that's what they're saying to me. And all I got to do is just go out there and do what they want me to do.
Oh, sometimes, sometimes I get a little worried. Tell y'all it's all right now. Yeah, because I got a woman right on town, good to me. Yes, I have. Grandma's a fuzzies, always treats you right. Never running the streets and leaving me alone. She knows the place now, right there now in her home. I got a woman way on down. That's good to me. Yes, I have. I got a woman now, right here in Newport. I tell you, she's all. Every day, every night.
know if you feel all right, if you feel all right now, if you feel all right, if you feel all right, I feel all right.
I Got a Woman, live at the Newport Jazz Festival, 1958. After graduating from the nightclub circuit, Ray Charles led a caravan around the U.S., stopping at concert halls and festivals in every town. Ray had a chauffeur to drive him on the road and around town in Los Angeles. Vernon Troop worked for Ray for 44 years.
One of the first cars that we drove, it was a 1959 Cadillac. It was purple. You know, the ones with the big fins on the back?
Oh, I remember them well.
Yeah, okay. Well, that was the first car. I mean, he drove that car until it just quit.
He liked that purple Caddy.
He loved it. He loved it to death.
As I passed by a real fine hotel, a chick walked out. She sure looks swell. I gave the eye and started to carry on. When a Cadillac cruised up and swished, she was gone.
It should have been me.
With that real white chick.
It should have been me.
With that real white chick.
Hey, 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 hey.
Driving that Cadillac.
That summer, they were playing St. Louis, the Kill Auditorium, right? So we get to St. Louis, and rather than go straight to the hotel, we go by my mom's house, right? So I knock on the door, and my mom opened the door. Now, here stands her son and Ray Charles. She almost fainted, right? She started yelling and screaming, oh, geez, what am I going to do? You know. And so, you know, after the show that night, the entire band, Ray Letts and Ray, everybody came to my house. My mom and my two sisters had cooked up this real true Southern meal, some, you know, chicken, some collard greens and, you know, some barbecue and what have you. And Ray said it's the best meal he's ever had.
You know it should have been me eating ice cream and cake.
Chauffeur Vernon Troop. More personal insights into Ray Charles, the man, when American Roots returns.